My name is Kathy Kennedy Bruner. I'm the branch manager of the Madera Library. The site I want to talk to you about is formerly called the Madera Branch Library. For a short time from 1993 to 2001, it was called the Madera Indian Hill Kenwood Regional Branch Library. The address is 7200 Miami Avenue, and it sits at the corner of Miami and Euclid. The current use of the building is a branch of the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. The current building was an expansion opened on April 25, 1993. In 1905, a library delivery service was established in Madera. In 1959, the library was operated as a branch and town hall under the supervision of Madisonville. In 1961, it separated from Madisonville. On June 13, 1965, the original building on this site was dedicated. The architect for the building was Carl Strauss, and he was awarded the gold medal by the local chapter of the American Institute of Architects for his library design. On July 23, 1984, the library's services became fully automated at the site. And on December 14, 1991, the library moved to a temporary facility located on 6930 Miami Avenue, the former dime store and currently the Coffee Please building, until renovation was completed in 1993. In 1996, the library won the Beautify Madera Award. Before the property was purchased for the library, it was a private residence and family cemetery. The cemetery was located somewhere under the current building. Some grave markers salvaged from the original cemetery are now located above the retaining wall near the Miami Road entrance. The current building is a 14,112 square foot facility, making it the 8th largest library branch in Hamilton County. Notable features of the new building include copper gutters and light shades echoed in a copper hood over the story pit and distinctive mosaic of ceramic tiles in the entrance. Early in Madera history, there was a small one-room library located on the corner of Camargo and Miami on the second floor of the Perrin School Building. In the late 1930s, the library moved to the Village or City Hall, currently the Madera Shoe Repair Shop, on Laurel Avenue. In 1959, the library moved to the City Hall Building on the corner of Miami and Euclid. In 1961, the library board announced that it would build a permanent branch in the area, and there was an intense competition between the communities of Madera and Indian Hill to get the new library. Madera argued that a branch located in the present location would better serve schoolchildren based on the population density in the area, and also argued that people could easily walk to this location. Both communities recognized the value the library branch would bring in the end. Strong support from residents, Madera school officials, the Planning Commission, and the offer of $30,000 from Madera City Council and Mayor Dan McDonald towards the purchase of the Miami and Euclid parcel convinced the library board that the city of Madera would be the best location for the original library branch that was dedicated here in 1965. For a personal reflection, I'd like to say that growing up in Madera in the 1970s and 80s, I remember walking to the library to listen to the librarian share stories, to select picture books with my mom, and to watch films on hot summer days. By the time I was in junior high and high school, I would come to the branch to work on group research projects with friends, or just stop in while walking by to get a cold drink of water. My friends and I were all very intrigued by the mysterious gravestones that were hidden on the library grounds.